Good morning, the WRJC world.
Good morning, everyone.
This is Abby.
And Gina.
From the ADRC.
And we're doing radio show takeover while Murph is gone on vacation again.
Tanning.
In the sun.
Where else would you tan?
I suppose. But so you have to listen to us for the next few hours as we try to, again, fumble through morning radio show hosts for Murph.
Murph's day job.
Right. So, Abby, tell us some of the things that are coming up within the ADRC specific to the Dementia Care Specialist Program.
So later we will talk about specifically the Men's Shed. For right now, I want to talk about a new offering that, well, I guess not new, but it hasn't been offered in a while, but a free community event called the Dementia Live Experience. This is for anyone, whether you're a caregiver or not, know someone who's living with dementia, or maybe you don't yet, but you have the opportunity to experience what it can be like to live with dementia, have a hands-on simulation experience, but also learn kind of that 101 information on dementia, how you can help serve those living with dementia, but then also become more dementia-friendly in your life, and then also helping create a more dementia-friendly Juneau County.
So where is this event? And tell us a little bit about the layout of the day.
Sure. So there's going to be three different sessions offered on April 10th at Hatch Public Library in Mauston, which is at 111 West State Street. The first session will begin at 8:30, the second one at 9:30, and the third one at 10:30. And each session will begin with a Dementia 101 presentation, light question and answer time, but then we'll also end with those who are attending in the Dementia Live Experience, which is 7 minutes, which is not a long time, but it's a very, very powerful 7 minutes that allows participants to experience what it can be like to live with dementia, not just by hearing and being educated on what that can be, but actually experiencing all the different sensations, limitations, and things like that. And then following, we'll have a short discussion time on what that experience was like. And I don't think that whether it's been a community event that we've hosted this at or tacked it onto one of our other programmings that we've offered, there's no one that walks away saying, wow, that wasn't, or that was,
wasn't worth my time.
Yes. Yeah.
So do you have to attend all three sessions?
You do not have to attend all three sessions. You can just sign up for one, but if you have another friend who doesn't want to come alone and you've already attended one of the sessions, you're more than welcome to attend both. Space is very limited simply due to the amount of equipment that we have, and also we want the Dementia Live Experience to be the most powerful. So spots are very limited. If you are interested in learning more or signing up for one of the sessions, you can contact the ADRC at 608-847-9371.
So basically, you can do all the research and reading of books in the world, but this experience hits you differently.
Absolutely. Simply because you're able to physically experience. Your vision will be altered, your hearing will be altered, as well as your sensory ability. And so there's a lot of different components that will be different for you rather than you just sitting in a chair and learning about dementia.
So again, what is the date that this will be offered?
The Dementia Live Experience will be held at the Hatch Public Library on April 10th, and there are three morning sessions ranging from 8:30 to 10:30.
Awesome. And then there's an informational session that'll be offered prior for a few minutes, just talking about
dementia and how it impacts individuals, but also the impact it's had on Juneau County. So bringing it very close to home.
Sure. And can you share just a little bit, as you mentioned, the impact on Juneau County? I mean, we don't have anyone living here with dementia, right?
I wish I had a big buzzer button. No, so we have a lot of folks that are living with dementia or may not even have a formal diagnosis in our community for a variety of reasons. Dementia is everywhere, whether we can recognize it or not. It's important to learn how to recognize it, whether you have a family friend, whether you're out in the community. So it is here in our community, very much so.
Sounds like learning how to be proactive in diagnosis is the best way to go with this and not to ignore or kind of sweep concerns under the rug. So is that something that family caregivers should be doing, or should they just kind of be ignoring signs and symptoms?
I think ignoring signs and symptoms for any medical concern, cognitive concern, obviously doesn't bode well for folks. And so I know that this can be a very touchy topic for caregivers, their loved ones, for those who are questioning whether or not there may be some cognitive impairment. And so certainly, even if it's it's maybe you're not ready to come to an event like this, but are interested in learning more about what resources, education, and supports are here in Juneau County, that's also something that folks can contact me at the ADRC for.
So again, that's the Dementia Live event coming up April 10th at the Hatch Public Library with Juneau County's very own dementia care specialist, Abby Heckman. And if you have additional questions or need additional support, give the ADRC a call at 608-847-9371.
Welcome back to the Not Murph Morning Show. If anyone is curious on the type of hairspray that Murph utilizes, it is Kendra. That is not a sponsorship plug.
Kenra. Without the D.
Oh.
Not Kendra.
Well, I'm very ignorant, I guess.
It's a fancy hairspray. I mean, it's very fancy that Murph has in the studio here that we've found.
Yes. And I wonder what he does with it with his three hairs, but maybe getting ready for vacation. Picture yeah. ready.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll be watching for those picks when you get back, Murph.
So, Gina, now is my time to ask you all about what is happening with the ADRC. We've noticed a lot of things being posted on Facebook, specifically regarding the meal sites for this month. Can you share a little bit about what March for Meals is?
Yeah, so we've actually been trying to highlight our meal sites for a couple months now, especially with the new change in our Mauston meal site from the American Legion to Timmy's Time Out, which is now called Legends Bar and Grill. So we're sorry to confuse everyone on the multiple name changes here, but currently it's at Legends Bar and Grill. We wanted to really showcase the tremendous work that our sites do, that our meal site managers do, and that our volunteers do, and the people kind of behind the scenes. March for Meals is actually part of the Meals on Wheels America campaign to spread awareness about the nutrition programs across the United States in efforts to advocate for Older Americans Act funding that supports the meal programs. And it's really important to highlight how valuable these programs are to our communities and what it means for our communities. And so that's why we've been really showcasing our different meal sites throughout the month, volunteers and our meal site managers and all the work that they do to make our meal sites run every day.
So you talk about the impact that these meals have. What impact do they have in Juneau County? What is the difference between home-delivered meals or the congregate dining sites? How many meals are utilized each month, if you can?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Pinpoint
that.
It's a
loaded question. So currently in Juneau County, we are serving just shy of about 100 home-delivered meals a day to folks throughout the county. And then we are serving an additional probably 50 to 60 people through our congregate dining sites. So well over 150 meals are going out per day, whether it's through congregate dining or home-delivered meals. And home-delivered meals are essentially meals on wheels. We refer to them differently, but it provides a hot meal every day to folks who are homebound. So those people are not able to easily get out of their homes. They're not able to cook or prepare their own meals on their own without it being a daunting effort. So we are providing those hot meals to them Monday through Friday or 4 days a week. The congregate dining is basically opportunity for people age 60 and better to get out into the community and enjoy sharing food with one another. And we'll talk about the importance of community gathering and sharing around food here a little bit later on with the Men's Shed and sharing supper. Both programs are pretty tremendous and they really do bring a lot to Juneau County. We're very, very fortunate in Juneau County that we don't have to implement a waiting list because we have the support of our county board members providing some tax levy support to the program to make our program work. So very, very fortunate and thankful for those board members that believe in the value that the nutrition program brings to our community. And it is very, very much needed.
So you talked about how many meals go out a week within the county and the meal site managers, but how else, who are the other partners that are vital to the process of the delivery for the meals, whether it be at the meal site itself or driving, I guess, to deliver meals?
Yeah, we have a dynamite ADRC team of meal site managers, our nutrition program supervisor, our home delivered meal delivery drivers. But we also rely very, very heavily on volunteers, and they are helping us deliver meals every day. We have volunteers taking on 2 to 3 hour routes every day to go get these meals delivered to folks, and then volunteers delivering in the Elroy community and Linden Station community and in the Mauston community getting the meals out. So we could not do the program without those volunteers, and we are always looking for more.
If someone did want to volunteer, are there requirements that they have to fulfill? Or if they're looking just to give back to the community, is this a way that they can do that?
This is a great way to give back to the community. There's something pretty special about being able to go out into our community and connecting with these folks who are on the program. For many of them, the volunteers are the only face that they see every day or maybe in a week. So it's a really special connection that happens, and they kind of get to know them like family a little bit. But yes, if people were interested in volunteering, certainly call the ADRC office and we can explain the different opportunities that we have, whether it's a short route or a longer route or whatever people are trying to do to fill their time.
Is there a cost to this program, either one?
So there's definitely a cost. There is a suggested contribution for folks who are on the program, and that is a $4.25 per meal. No individual will be turned away because they can't afford the meal. The program is very, very specific on those details that we will never deny a meal to somebody because they cannot afford it. But we do rely on those contributions from the participants to keep the program running and operational. I mentioned a little bit earlier about the Older Americans Act funding, and that is federal funding. And unfortunately, it doesn't cover the entire costs of the program, especially for Juno. So we do have to rely on state funding that comes in, which again is pretty minimal. And then we rely on tax levy funding and support. So every donation counts and helps to keep the program running. And there is no donation too big or too small.
Are individuals who just want to look in other ways, maybe they can't drive, but are looking to support the program simply due to the volume of folks that it benefits on a daily basis in Juno County, are people able to make a donation to the program itself?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. They can just call the ADRC to ask how they could do that, and we would get them those specific details.
Well, thanks, Gina. What a great offering that we have through the ADRC. And thank you to all the volunteers, the meal site managers, and all those that make this program go around every single day.
Yep. And for folks in the community who are aware of the program and want to support the program, but just not sure how, you can start by contacting your local representatives and your state representatives and your federal representatives to let them know what the program means to you, so we can really drive home that impact and how that program is impacting our community locally.
Great. Thanks, Gina. Next up, we're going to be talking about more food with Jerry Schultes and the Sharing Supper.
And welcome back. Good Wednesday morning to everyone. This is Gina Locke.
And Abby Heckman.
From the Aging and Disability Resource Center. And we have a special guest in this morning, Jerry Schultes, who I believe is probably here at the studio a lot more than Murph is.
Well, at least once a month, anyway.
At least.
And welcome, ladies. Thank you very much for having me here.
Of course. So, Jerry, what's going on tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night is Mauston Linden Station Sharing Supper. Open at 4:30, serving at 5. And we have 5 sponsors, which I'll read off. I have to mention that now, but thank you for everybody supporting us, the community, the volunteers, and the sponsors. We would not be a success, and this is our 17th birthday this month.
Well,
we've been going
birthday.
17 years.
Wow.
Oh, I got to also mention Festival Foods is also sponsoring this month, too. They
awesome.
Gave us the food.
What's on the menu, Jerry?
I don't even know. This time I don't. It's probably on our Facebook, and I didn't look at our Facebook, but it's on Facebook, I'm sure, because April Martel puts it on the Facebook. I don't know. I forgot to look it up. Sorry about that.
Well, so people can come and be surprised then.
They can come and be surprised and come anyway, because we like to have many people. I realize it's Maundy Thursday, but your people that be in church, fine. But we wish to have all those that are able to come tomorrow night and serve at 5 o'clock.
So I got the menu quick.
Did you? What is it, Gina?
Goulash.
Oh.
And peas, cornbread and butter, and cinnamon applesauce. That sounds delicious.
Do we know what we have for dessert?
Birthday cake.
That's right. It'd be birthday cake. Abby's right. Birthday cake, yes. It's our 17th birthday.
That's amazing.
Everybody, the community has made it a success.
So 17 years, the Mauston Linden Station Sharing Supper, and it's been at the Mauston High School?
The last few years. It started out at the Moose Lodge, but then they outgrew it, and we've been having it in Mauston High School since the high school opened. I think it was 2007 or 8. Some, I'm just to say 17 years, you have to go back. I'm not a math major.
Wow.
And that would be, that we've been going. And I think we've been in the high school probably for a good share of that. I don't remember exactly when we went.
What a great community event to bring everyone together once a month.
And that's what it was for. It was supposed to be a community event, but based on food, because people come when you have food. But that's at the end of it's free. I mean, there's no cost. It's open to everyone, too, not just a certain amount. You don't have to be registered or anything like that. It's open to everyone in Juneau County and even the outlying counties also. If you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we do have, what did I say, 5-6 sponsors then with Festival Foods.
Who are the sponsors tomorrow
night? Well, we have Designer's Touch, okay. Four Seasons Floral, Brooke Neitzel with Company Hair and Boutique, and then we have Gary Rose Realty and Bobby Brandt Castle Rock Realty.
That's a great group of people there.
It is a great group.
Will and they all be there?
No, they probably won't.
Okay.
But they are welcome, and sometimes they come, but other thing, they got kids that have athletic things going on or whatever, so they don't all make it. But that's these people have always, except for Festival Foods, have all been sponsors in the previous probably number of years. I don't remember how many, but probably at least last half dozen years for sure.
That's wonderful.
I think Gary Rose is one of the first ones that sponsored 17 years ago. I know that for sure. He told me that. So, yeah, that's why I say we have a great bunch of sponsors. And also, I remember ADRC does that too. And you do that, have done that for a long time, and you will be a sponsor in October.
On Halloween. We'll dress up.
So I have some statements from these girls because they're busy. They're working right now. Jamie said the store is decked out in spring decor. Bunnies for Easter, fresh, bright greens and florals to bring a pop of color to your homes. Powers candies are stocked for Easter baskets for hostess gifts for holiday celebration. New spring and summer women accessories are arriving. Come check out new purses, wallets, hats to complete your summer outfits. And we also have confirmation and First Communion gifts for those milestones that will be soon celebrated as we move into spring. Designer's Touch. And they are located at 101 East State Street next to the library. So they are our continuing sponsor. And then we have Four Seasons Floral with Caitlin. And she is at 235 East State. Her phone number is 608-847-7677. Four Seasons Floral of Mauston is all surrounding areas full of favorite florists. Stop by downtown Mauston to check out our fresh bouquets, houseplants, candy bouquets, keepsakes, and more. Follow on Facebook for our daily updates on what's in the store or what's coming up. Four Seasons Floral also provide a large selection of tuxedos for rental for any event. Getting married soon? Stop by. Use Four Seasons Floral as one stop for all your floral and formal wear needs. Give them a call. And again, 608-847-7677. Or stop at 235 East State, which is across from the courthouse. We have another sponsor, Company Hair and Boutique, which is next door to Four Seasons Floral. Brooke Neitzel is owner of the Company Hair Salon and is honored to be able to help out in the community. Proud to be an activity working in Mauston for the last 17 years. She's been in business. She's an owner for 15. She thanks everyone for their support and business throughout the years. She is at 237 East State next to Caitlin, and she is across, of course, from the courthouse. Her phone number is 608-847-3895. And I believe she's closed Monday, and she does provide nails, hair, and a tanning bed besides. So thank you very much, Brooke. And then we do have Gary Rose Realty and Bobby Brandt Castle Rock Realty. And again, Festival Foods. Thank you.
What a great group. A lot of downtown Mauston businesses.
Well, we have a lot of Mauston businesses and organizations in Juneau County. Yes, too.
So make sure that you're stopping by those businesses and giving them some support and love and shopping local and local, not logo.
Well, that's what we want to support. I think people to shop here in Mauston or Juneau County in its entirety. So thank you for all your sponsors and volunteers and for WRJC for putting us on and for having Gina and Abby here today.
Yeah, somebody's got to push the buttons while Murph is
man
gone.
Man mics.
Yeah.
So one more time, Jerry, what time does it start tomorrow night and what time should people show up?
Okay, we're open really at 4:30. There's some people come earlier, but 4:30 is basically our opening time and then serving at 5. The sponsors get a chance to talk on the microphone if they wish. They're welcome to set up a table for giving out handouts and displaying their items. And then from there, we just go on and serve, and everybody gets to talk to each other and get to meet new people.
How many people, on average, do you think come?
On average, we've probably been getting about 125. We had the most 165. We've had as low as 90 since COVID. COVID has really kind of hit us in the whatever. And we did have a drive-through, which was a real success. And we're glad we were able to continue that for a year and a half until we were able to go back into school. We've been back into school now a good year anyway. And we're open. That's what the school was built for, was community action.
It definitely is a community event. The ADRC enjoys being there every month and seeing everyone. And just the Sharing Supper does a heck of a job, and we couldn't be more thankful for you guys and all that you do every month for our community. So thank you, Jerry.
Well, thank you, ADR. Thank you, Gina, for being there. And that, and like Donna McGinley does give blood pressure checks then to just about everyone when she can be there. So we do just a fun thing. We have a kids' corner, too, where the kids can come and do crafts.
Yeah, and they are some pretty cool crafts.
Yes.
That come out of there. It's usually ran by a variety of different students, different
4-H people. April Martell kind of supervises that now. But, yeah, and so just come. Kids like it. In fact, one night the kids didn't leave till 6:30 because they were so engrossed in the crafts. Everybody else was gone, but some of the kids were still there. Okay. No, it's just a fun thing. It's just a fun. Come. So those of you who haven't been there, please come and try us out anyway.
It's for all ages. Everyone enjoys it.
It's for all ages. All people, have to sign up for anything or meet a qualification.
Well, thank you, Jerry. And we're going to keep you for another few minutes here after the break to talk a little bit about the Juneau County Men's Shed program. So stay tuned.
I will be here.
And we're back from break with Gina Locke.
Jerry Schultes.
And Abby, what's that your last name, Abby?
Heckman.
Heckman. Well, good. Now I know it. Okay. Thank you. No, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here with us, Jerry. This is a blast. Murph should go on vacation more often. He'll just take over. But Abby and Jerry, why don't you guys talk a little bit about the Men's Shed program? And Abby, why don't you start telling us a little bit about it?
So we are going on our third year, technically. Wow. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's gone by very fast.
Yes, it has.
Yes. So I guess 2.5 years, because technically we started mid-year, but yes. So we are going on our third year of the Men's Shed, and I think it's certainly evolved past my expectations, probably attendees' expectations. Kind of a continuous theme that is experienced at the Shed is connection, laughter, education, and even new friendships that have been made, and more community connection, so more partnering with other community partners. Folks have joined other groups and programs and events. So it's really been a community-wide success on many different levels. For this year, we are entering into our April event, which will be hosted by Public Health, and we will be talking about tick prevention, learning about how to, for all those hunters or even those just who like to walk or hike, how to prevent Lyme's disease, I guess, or...
Yeah, this was a topic that was requested, too, from the group, right? They were very interested when there was a little bit of discussion about it a couple months back, that they wanted to learn more, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, I think you've asked, that's what you asked us when we were there, that what we would like to have for different events, and we've had some very nice events.
Yes.
Wonderful. Learning and also exciting and interesting.
Yes, and all the 2024 events are derived from the voices of attendees and what attendees have wanted to learn about, hear about, be educated on, or even recommendations of individuals to come and speak at the Shed. Mm-hmm. So the Men's Shed is held every fourth Tuesday of the month from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Outdoors Forever Clubhouse on County N. We typically have folks start coming in around 9:30. We offer coffee, and there's a lot of conversation and connection that happens even before the Men's Shed starts. Start off by having this educational component, and typically, whether it be partially due to the speakers, but also a lot of questions from attendees, that educational component lasts typically about an hour or even longer at times, and then we all share in a meal, which has been truly one of the greatest things to witness, is the connection that happens around that meal. stories that are shared and things like that. So that's probably one of my favorite aspects of the shed. And then after that, I mean, folks linger and still talk some more and make plans for future get-togethers, which is just, again, one of the goals and was one of the goals of the shed, is to create those additional connections outside of these events. And that's certainly been happening.
Can you give a broad explanation, Abby, of what is the shed for somebody who might be listening that isn't familiar with the men's shed? What is the overall goal? And then who should attend?
What I will say, I'll preface this first. The initial target group was men 60 and better. We certainly are to a point where women do attend. Folks from out of county, multiple different counties attend. And we don't turn anyone away. If this is a place of connection and interest, we certainly want you to attend. The men's shed itself is part of a global movement that aims to create new connections for attendees, combat isolation and loneliness, and offer a safe place to gather. Sheds throughout nationally or internationally look very, very different. Sheds can look like educational classes, like cooking classes. Some are very shop-like oriented, where there's building projects for us here in Juneau County, partially due to the space that we hold it in, but also we wanted to be very, very inclusive of who was able to attend and participate. And so we are very educational based. We love to highlight local talent, bring in speakers, bring awareness to all the amazing things that are already happening in our community that many people don't know about, and then offer food. Jerry, as you mentioned about sharing supper, people gather around food. We have learned that that's a very important aspect and something that has, like I mentioned, truly been a great part of our events. The combating isolation, making new connections, getting people to be aware of all the alternative programs and groups and things that are available in Juneau County was one of our big goals.
So who are some of the community partners involved with the shed?
Great question. So we partner very closely with the Department of Land and Water, Dustin Ladd, who has a lot of connections with the farming community and other folks that we just don't necessarily have as close relationships with within the community. He's been a great partner, a great resource, a great person to know the names of people that we need to get in touch with. And then Outdoors Forever, we certainly would have been in a lot more difficult spot had Outdoors Forever not offered to allow us to host the men's shed event at the clubhouse. They have been very incredible, very accommodating, even down to letting us put a new fridge in the clubhouse. And so I can't say enough about the partnerships that we've had and the relationships that we've built past the men's shed.
Yeah, some of those key partners within Outdoors Forever would include Paul Brown, Deb Priest, Dave Laridon, just some tremendous people that are backing this and finding value in it and promoting it far and wide as well. So we thank all those people. If we missed you, we're sorry, but we certainly appreciate you and all the support you provide to us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, that's one thing. So many reconnections with people I've known over the years are there. And just seeing them again every month, and some I thought were maybe gone because I hadn't seen him for so long. So it is a great place to meet new people. I met several new people I hadn't met before at all. And then the people over the years that I've been here in Mauston, start seeing some of these people back again. And the food is great. The venue is just wonderful. You're right about Outdoors Forever providing that, because that is a great place to go. And Molly, my wife, she likes to go when there's things she likes, like the last year's event on cranes. That was great. And I see there are a lot of wives, girlfriends, or whatever come with their men. And that's great. Like I say, it's getting more and more. I think we're going to have to outgrow that building pretty soon.
I hope not, because it definitely, the atmosphere, the taxidermy all over
true.
The wall. And
Hope not, yeah.
Yep.
But it's been great. I think, what was it, 60 one time, maybe many times we've had over 60 people.
Yeah, and now we're averaging, when we first started, the average was about 20 to 25, and now we're averaging 60 to 65 a month, which is great and meaningful. But I think for me, the most meaningful is seeing what has happened outside of these events and the connections and rekindled friendships and things like that.
That's right. Yes.
So, Jerry, can you share what does the shed mean to you?
Well, it means, again, I'm just going to like the sharing supper, getting together with people you don't see every day, or sometimes maybe every year, and you get to reconnect with those people, find out what they're doing now and their families. And I enjoy going I try not to miss it, and we missed it once, and that was too bad. And people are friendly, and yes, just a wonderful place to go to meet people. And, of course, the food, like you said, is always a good thing. It will draw some people, but that isn't why I go. It goes because I get to see these people. Yeah. And the different programs you have are just amazing. There's some things I never even heard about. I like the clock one, about the guy with the antique clocks.
Horology. I finally learned what that was.
Okay, well, don't ask me to pronounce it. But anyway, yeah. And I look at the list here now. I could mention them all, but there's some great events coming up even after April.
Yes, there certainly are. Just to name a few for June Dairy Month, we are receiving sponsorships and partnerships with Culver's and Carr Valley Cheese. We have Wisconsin River Meats coming up in August for our anniversary. We will be learning about waterfowls. Jasper's Apples will be coming back. So just a lot of exciting things that will be coming up.
I'm curious, what's been your favorite?
I don't know if I can pick a favorite, really.
No?
Jasper's Apples is one I like. I like them all, actually.
He's a repeat offender. He was.
I can't make a decision, my wife says.
Gabby, how about you? Do you have a favorite? A favorite topic that's been presented?
I really don't, and I'm not just saying that because I'm a big supporter of the Men's Shed. But ultimately, it's topics that you wouldn't normally learn about, at least for me, and speakers, just the passion that they have behind each topic that they talk about. We've had some very captivating speakers, one specifically about trees and how to plant them. I learned so much that day because of how passionate he was about teaching people how to plant trees correctly. No, we've had just some really great speakers. I could not pick one.
They've all been great because you learn something every time because you think you know what you're doing, and sometimes you learn from the experts.
I don't think I know what I'm doing a lot of the time, so it works really well for me.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Great.
I want to also highlight Abby Heckman and all the work that she's done with the program. She's the bread and butter to this program, and she's the one that's making it all go around along with Dustin Ladd. So a big shout out to Abby and Dustin and all the work that they do behind the scenes to make this successful. It certainly doesn't go without notice, and it wouldn't be successful without them. So great job, guys.
Amen. Awesome.
So just a reminder, for April's upcoming event, we will be learning about tick prevention. Public health will be providing tick kits and talking through what resources are in those tick kits, how to use them, how to keep yourself safe when you're outdoors. We are also going to be able to host Natty Kranz prior to the Men's Shed event in April, and she will be offering for free a CPR class. And so we've had a lot of folks, attendees of the Men's Shed, already sign up for that. We are very thankful for Natty being willing and offering this opportunity for folks as well.
Yeah. So thank you, Natty, for offering to do that and reaching into this group of individuals. It's what an impact the Men's Shed program is having far and wide. So
for more information about the Men's Shed or any other ADRC events, programs, requests, questions, contact the ADRC at 608-847-9371. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30.
Stay tuned, folks. We are going to go to news, and then we'll be back in a few minutes.